You know, we do have a special caller on the line, if you see.
Oh. put him on. Matt, I don't know if you've heard any of the show, but I've fallen on my sword many times and given you some big props.
Dennis, I just wanted to call and say hello. Why is Jason laughing? Come on.
What do we owe the pleasure to, Matt Derry?
Why can't I just support my boys?
I got something for you, Matt.
Yeah?
You already know it.
Oh, you hear that?
We don't need to pick on him anymore, do we?
No. Oh, yeah. What happened to looking ahead to week two and not looking back? Where's all that coach speak that, you know, week one is in the books, it's time to look forward to week two?
You sound like Golden Tate the other day on the air with me.
I heard that, by the way. Great.
Thank you, man. No, I had to call and say hello. Look, man, I don't know half of what you know about this fantasy stuff, and Dave Shore got us all roped into the league, which is I'm having a blast doing. I felt good about knocking off the king, man. It was I felt honored even just to be on the field with you, let alone getting a W.
In all fairness, Matt Derry, who you can listen to middays, very good show, by the way, until he started talking about me.
12 to 3.
Yeah. Matt, I'll be honest, man. You know, early towards the end of the 1 o'clock games, you had like three guys go off for 20 points. And I knew right out of the start, man, I was in big trouble. And especially when half my team put up zeros and going into that night where you tweeted out, do I have a chance? He's got Bradford, Aguilar, and Cody Park. Everybody's like, oh, Matt Derry, you're dead. I'm like, guys, you're killing me. Don't do this. Stop. I had the Twitter curse of death. You know what? I'm blaming Twitter for why I lost against you.
Well, I'm assuming you're riding with Sam Bradford a little bit longer. It's 1 week. It's not the end of the world, but you tell me. I don't see much with him. I just don't. I never have, actually.
Well, we haven't seen him long enough to know what we get out of Sam Bradford. But the second half of that game, he looked in lock. I mean, this guy was hitting the passes. He looked good. And unfortunately, it was only half a game. So, you know, I think he had 1-2 fantasy points going into halftime. He ended up with 15 or 16. But, you know, if he put together a whole game, there was 30 fantasy points right there.
Yeah, I don't know. I know in the first half, look, it's the first game. I just, the underthrows, the indecision, and for that offense with Chip Kelly, I just think you've got to have a better decision maker back there than him. But look, it's 1 week. You know what I'm saying? It's 1 week, so it's probably not the end of the world. I got to make a decision for this week, and you tell me. I mean, Bishop Sankey off the bench. Do I bring him in and make him my flex over a guy like Sammy Watkins? Sammy got me no points, Dennis, the other day.
I know that feeling of someone to get you no points against Matt Derry. it's tragic. You know what? I like Bishop Sankey, but I really think Sammy Watkins are going to make an effort against New England. They want to bury New England. They want New England to feel the pain, and they got the big target on their back. I think Sammy Watkins has a big game against New England.
All right. Well, I'm taking your advice because I'm going up against Mark Fellhauer, I think, this week. So I'll keep Sammy in there, and I'll give you full credit for it. So,
and Matt,
what about your boy Jarvey in there? He owns the league right now. He ran by all of us.
We're not talking about him. You're going to make this ego so big, and it'll be the Jason Jarvey fantasy sideline show, and we don't want that. We don't need that.
What do you have, 160 points or something, Jarvey? What'd you have?
165. Put it up on Rico.
Stop. Well, that's okay. I'll give you yay for Rico. But nobody likes Rico in this league. But Derry, before we let you go, I got to ask you. And we've been asking all of our callers. What Detroit Lion finishes the season with the most fantasy points minus Matthew Stafford?
I still would say it'd be a close call between Abdullah and Calvin, right?
That's kind of where it's going. We've actually had a couple for the kicker.
From Matt Prater?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm leading the charge on Eric Ebron.
Eric Ebron.
Look, I don't know.
I mean, look, hey, Eric Ebron probably the most points of anybody this past week.
How did?
Named Stafford. So, no, I do think Calvin's going to eventually wake up. But based on what I'm learning about fantasy is that these running backs really can cash in. And if they're going to throw the ball to Abdullah out of the backfield, which they should, I would think he could he could flex. He could be good for the season. Let's hope it starts this Sunday, man. You know.
You know, one night I want to take you out for a beer, and sit down and work out a trade because I've got Abdullah and I'm looking to move him.
I know you are. You sent me so I still have to learn how to go online and figure out if I reject or accept trades online. I'm still learning the system.
You need to be like Phil Hauer. What's his last name?
Yes, Phil Hauer. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you need to be like him and have his interns run the team for him. That's what's going on, right?
They've got like seven people, and then Joanna, who's not an intern, she's a producer now. But Joanna basically helps them out as well, and it's great hearing her voice tonight as well. So they have a big staff there. But no, Mark can handle it himself. I'm still, like I said, I'm still learning the website and everything and how everything works. But I don't know. I had to call and say hello and support you. I love that. I love when you're on. I think it's great that you're on. You'll be back Sunday morning, so people should. Give you guys support. You know that.
Derry, I know 42% of the reason why you called was because you beat me in fantasy football, and the rest is because you love me. Because
42, that's low.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. Look, without you and Tom Mazzaway, I probably wouldn't be standing in this studio talking fantasy football. So I do owe you a lot, and the least I could do
is... No worries, man. We're glad to have you part of the team. You and Jason are great, and keep up the good work. I'm going to go back and watch the Frankie Lindor show right now.
Ooh, enjoy.
Yeah, the least I could do is roll over for you in week one.
No, God, there it is.
There it is.
See you.
Thanks. Matt Derry on the phone there.